Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church,
everybody,
say amen.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a
witness? Let the church,
say
amen. God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and you know what, beloved? It's a blessing and an honor to be here once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We want to wish you a blessed, blessed, blessed Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God for the opportunity to come before you today. And I want to share a song, praise God, with you this morning. And we're just going to share a scripture just to encourage your heart today. I pray that this song will be a blessing to you. God bless.
Of the Lord, I've been
free, delivered,
and in your presence, Lord,
I found joy,
grace,
and favor.
Amen, beloved. I won't go back. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a beautiful song. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, if it wasn't for God and his presence, praise God. Amen. Where would we be? But we thank God for the presence of God. Amen. God truly has done so much for us. Praise God. And it is a blessing to know how much God loves us and how much he really, really cares. And we just want to let you know on this Resurrection Sunday that the Lord does love you, beloved. He cares about you. Amen. And he is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares. I want to share a scripture with you this morning out of the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, this scripture is really basically instructing us to keep the word of God in our mouth. How do we do that? By confessing his word. Praise God. By meditating on his word. Meditate means to think about, to contemplate. You know, you go over and over and over. When you're thinking about something, it goes over and over in your mind. And so the word of God, how we keep it, not let it depart, in other words, we're keeping it there. Praise God. The scriptures should flow up in us. How do we do that? We put the word in us. Amen. And then we have to confess it. That means you speak it out. You declare it. You decree it. Okay? And then as we meditate on it, in it, live it day and night, we talk about it, we contemplate about it. Amen. We discuss it. Praise God. Keep the word before us because the word is life. It's life to our, it's health to us. Okay, the word of God, as we meditate on it, as we think about it again, as we conversate, praise God, with others about the word, we're keeping it before us. And all of this will encourage us in our walk with the Lord. Amen. And it gives us strength. How many of you know the Lord wants to give us strength day by day? Strength to maintain, strength to live a godly life. Strength to maintain our walks in the Lord and our fellowship with God. It's important that we fellowship with him each and every day, that we talk to him, amen, that we just keep this word before, amen, the Lord, day and night, praise God. Okay, now, not only, beloved, must we meditate on the word, but we must observe to do all that it commands. That means we pay attention, that we take heed to the word of the Lord each and every day. Amen. Observe it. Recognize that this word should be first and foremost in our lives. Praise God. So when you observe something, you're taking note that you're wanting to make sure that you're walking in it, that you're living it, that it's becoming a part of your life. God wants to become a part of our lives each and every day, praise God. And how we do that, again, we have to get to know the God that we're serving. Amen. We're developing a relationship with him, praise God. And how do we do that? We talk to God every day. Amen. We communicate with him every day, praise God. We're listening to the word of the Lord. Praise God. We're taking heed to his word. Amen. Do you know God even listens out for his word? Amen. And when we bring it up to him, put him in remembrance of it, praise God, he recognizes it. He acts upon his word. Praise God. And so when the word is in us, it's activated because the Holy Spirit is the one that activates the word. Amen. And then we're able to declare it, decree it, walk in it. Praise God. Amen. And as we walk in it, we gain more strength. We gain momentum. Praise God. The word gives you momentum to go on. Sometimes you may think, oh, I don't know, I can't make it. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ because he gives you the strength to do it, beloved. And so the Word of God is full of so many promises and, oh my God, benefits, exhortations, encouragement, praise God, warnings, amen. There's warnings in the Word of God. Amen. There are cautions in the Word. Come on. How we should act, how we should not act, how we should live, how we should not live. Come on. Amen. There's so much in the Word of God. But you know what, beloved? It's there so that we may live a full, rich life in God. Thank you, Lord. Now listen, the Word of God will also cause us to prosper. Yes, because the Bible even says that, you know, he wishes that we would be in health and prosper as our soul prospers. Now, as we prosper in God, as we grow in God, amen, as our soul is linked to the Holy Spirit and we allow the Holy Spirit to do what's necessary in our lives, we will prosper, praise God. And so, beloved, I'm just encouraging you today to stay in the Word of God. Amen. Let it become life to you. The Bible says it is life to all who find it. Amen. The Word cleanses. The Word purifies. Amen. The Word does all of that for us. So, amen, as we go forth in God and we meditate on the Word of God, amen, we can have the fullness of God. So we thank God today for this Word. Amen. Meditate on this Word. Keep the Word before you. Praise God. Keep it before your eyes. Keep it in your spirit and in your heart. And beloved, new life will flow. Praise God. Father, we thank you for the Word today. We thank you, God, for your people. We ask, God, that you would encourage us all day today, that you would strengthen your people. Father God, that you would give us what we need. Amen. To go forth in you in power, demonstration of the Holy Spirit. I speak word now and life to your people. I speak the Word of life to your people. And Father God, I speak healing, Lord God, and to those that may be sick. Father God, we're thanking you for healing. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We want you to continue, Father, oh God, to work in our lives. Father God, all day long, minister to your men servants, maid servants, Father God. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you that signs, wonders, and miracles will be performed in the midst of your people. Father God, continue to have your way, Lord God. And we're thanking you and praising you now for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, be encouraged. Be encouraged on today. Meditate on the Word of God. Amen. Let it become, amen, your lifeline. The Word of God is life. It's health. And I just sense in the spirit that God wants to give you new life today, that he wants to give you that nugget to encourage you, to keep you on top, to keep you up on the wall, to keep you praying, keep you seeking him, loving him. Keep Jesus first. When you seek him first, and his righteousness, all of these other things, beloved, will be added unto you. We give God glory, praise, and honor for all that he continues to do. My time is gone for today, but we'll be back on tomorrow, another broadcast, picking up our teaching. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our Armor of God series wants you to be blessed and know that God loves you. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the Donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church.
God, come on, look at me.
Let the church burn.